Audio Newsline and visit with the program manager from the Cultural Promotion and Tourism Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. It is Jonathan Tillman joining us on the KRDO Newsline. And I can't believe it. Summer's here, almost. The unofficial started a couple weeks away or so. And the free outdoor summer concert guide is out. Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Dan. Thanks for having me. And yes, our free outdoor summer concert guide is up and running on peakradar.com. Even though today doesn't feel at all like an outdoor summer concert kind of day in the Pikes Peak region.
Yeah, it really is. It's totally different. And, you know, it almost feels like El Nino. Not El Nino, which is the drier part of that. It's really kicking in, and it's really wetter than normal. But we've got some concerts that are going to be starting up very, very soon. As a matter of fact, we have some that are already underway, right? So talk about some of the things on this guide that people can enjoy.
Yeah, part of the great thing about this guide is it gives you stuff to look forward to for when there are better days with the weather throughout the region. But yes, it's already off and running. I looked before I jumped on with you. This guide right now has 13 different venues or series and then 4 one-off kind of big event performances that are a part of this guide. And they're all over the Pikes Peak region. And that's part of the power of this guide is that there is free outdoor live music happening basically in every neighborhood across the Pikes Peak region, whether it's at Grace and St. Stephen's Church in downtown Colorado Springs, Banning Lewis Ranch, up in Palmer Lake at some of their events, Monument Valley Park, Broadmoor Community Church on the west side. That's just to name a few of what you can find and put on your calendar. And the other thing, this whole guide, they have to be free, they have to be outdoors, and they have to be during the summer. So you know exactly what you're getting, and you can kind of plan out your summer and maybe hit multiple as you go throughout to get your live music fix here in the coming weeks and months.
Now, one thing you won't be seeing on the guide as of yet, but you will be starting very soon, hopefully next week, is the entire lineup of the free summer concert series that KRDO News Radio is involved with the Promenade Shops at Briargate. And this year's lineup is bigger and better than ever. Plus, the stage and the seating area is all brand new. And it is going to be a lot of fun, and you'll be able to check that out very soon on peakradar.com.
Absolutely. We'll get it up and running with you, Dan. And that speaks to, again, that the geographic diversity of these events. And when I say that there are 13 different venues or series that are on here, each of those series is at least 4 or 5 concerts throughout the summer. So you take 13 and multiply it by 4 or 5 and then add on another 5 or 10 one-off events, and there's pretty much every week. Throughout the summer, there is something happening, whether it's in Briargate with your concert series or First in Maine out on the east side of Colorado Springs. The El Paso County Parks has put together a series that takes place in various parks throughout the region. Goat Patch Brewing has their own series, right? So it's really a great part of summer in the Pikes Peak region, and it's one of the most visited guides on peakradar.com, too, in addition to our holiday guide in the winter.
And what I really love about it, too, is that there's different dates. So, like, if you wanted to enjoy one, let's say, on a Thursday, you can go the one on a Thursday, another one on a Friday, and another one on a Saturday, and it's just full of music.
Yes, and again, the free outdoor summer concert guide, a lot of the stuff throughout the year on Peak Radar can really be that weekend window, right? That Thursday through Sunday kind of high energy moment. But free summer concerts, there's daylight longer. And so you can have concerts on Tuesdays and Wednesdays consistently. And assuming it doesn't rain, and even if it does, it's still a great outing and time to get out. And it's also, these are all family fun events, too, right? A great opportunity to get out on a summer evening and bring your kids and just sort of, especially the ones that take place in parks, right? You can be up and around, dancing, jiving, grooving to some live music.
Isn't it amazing the talent that we have, not only in the Denver metro area, because we have several bands coming from Denver to our concert series, but just around the Pikes Peak region, the sheer talent and every different genre?
It's immense, frankly, Dan, and it's impossible for us to keep track of at times at the cultural office, the different bands that are popping up, and frankly, also doing the reverse, where we are exporting musicians from Colorado Springs in the Pikes Peak region to Denver, the Front Range, and beyond, because we have the talent that is here and the folks that choose to stay here and make music here It's a big part of the art scene here, no doubt.
Yes, no doubt about it. All right, so just go to peakradar.com, that all one word, peakradar.com, and just look for the free summer concert series guide, and it will give you all of the groups and the dates and times available when you can go. Very, very good. As always, Jonathan, we really appreciate it and always look forward to our monthly chats. Before you know it, we'll be into June and then July, and then it'll start to snow again. So we got to take advantage of all of this.
I'm not ready to look that far forward, Dan.
I mean,
I'm not there with you yet.
The year is just, you know, going by like that. But anyway, let's enjoy summer while we can. Very good. Thanks, Jonathan.